The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
Scott, you're dealing with some procrastination problems?
Yes, how are you?
Very good.
That's in a nutshell, which from that, it just has a ripple effect in many areas.
Okay, and tell me, can you give me a snapshot view of what's going on, what you know about yourself, where you're procrastinating?
Okay. I don't want to switch gears here, but it all ties in to being unemployed for a year, laid off, self-esteem issues, lack of doing paperwork, it piling up, failure to look at call creditors when I don't have a cent to pay.
Yeah.
Paying COVID insurance, actually thrown out of the house, a marriage that's going south.
Okay, kids
at
all?
Into the house.
You've got kids? Do you have any children?
They're gone. I've been married for 30 years.
Okay. And she's thrown you out of the house and then accepted you back in?
Right. And it's going that direction again. But it was just really hard. And then I came back and then found out she's diagnosed with cancer. So I went through all that with her, which being unemployed was a good thing at that time because I was there, but still have the reality of bills. And
are you working, Scott? Are you working
now? I am now.
So you're employed now, and now it's getting your life back in order. How long have you been employed for?
4 months.
4 months. And have you found any of your self-respect returning at all?
Self-respect as far as returning back to work?
Returning back to work. It sounds like you had just a total collapse of confidence. You were out of work for a period of time, and you ended up not using that as an opportunity to get your house in order, but it kind of just ricocheted through your whole life, and you just let go of the reins.
Right. There was just nothing I could do. Creditors call, I don't have it.
I'm paying
house payment and insurance for medical, and it's just draining me. I ignore it.
Okay, so when you ignore it, what have you, when you ran the experiment of ignoring it, and what did you discover? What toll did it have?
Well, again, I'm outside the door.
Okay, that's a good metaphor. That's a good way to hold it in your mind, outside the door, meaning your wife kicks you out and you're not a happy camper. So failure in life, right. And when have you not been a failure? Again, very briefly, when did you have a period of time in your life when you did not feel like a failure, but you felt more on the ball and confident?
Probably in the, years ago, you mean?
Any time in your life.
15 years ago.
15 years ago. And what was the essence? What was going on then?
I had a job that I felt that filled my, who I was.
Yeah.
It was more who I was, and I was out in front of public, and I enjoyed what I was doing.
Okay, so the question is what? How to rebuild that? How to recapture that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's totally gone, everything.
So the fact that you once had it means that someplace in your subconscious, you've stored away information of how to lead your life better. You need to know that about yourself. You haven't always been what you damn yourself in your worst moments, a loser, right?
Right.
And so you want to project forward. If you project forward in a catastrophic way, you'll picture yourself what?
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Do you ever feel overlooked in your romantic relationships? Well, when it comes to love, sometimes it's good to be selfish. Find out why in the provocative book, The Selfish Path to Romance. Being selfish means valuing yourself, so your partner will value you. Discover the secrets to keeping yourself front and center in your relationship and building a romance that will last. Find The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Ellen Kenner and Edwin Locke on Amazon or at selfishromance.com. That's The Selfish Path to Romance on Amazon or selfishromance.com.
If you haven't always been what you damn yourself in your worst moments, a loser, right?
Right.
And so you want to project forward. If you project forward in a catastrophic way, you'll picture yourself what? Where do losers end up?
Down.
Right. Down. Right.
Yeah.
And you can picture the imagery. But that's what we all do. If we feel out of sorts, we feel like there's a period of time when things are down. And you, the skill you want psychologically is to be able to think of the direction you want to go in. I call it sometimes think ideal. Think of a very good or reasonable. It doesn't have to be that you become a NASA space scientist. But think of a reasonable outcome of rebuilding your life so that you can look back at this period and talk in past tense. Oh, I remember when I went through a rough period in my life, and boy, you know, it took a while to turn around, but boy, once I started to build up slowly, and I rebuilt up my financial situation and my confidence, and my life started coming back to me, you know, or I started bringing my life back to me. It's more putting you in the driver's seat. So skill number one is to think ideal. You think of how to capture a view of yourself instead of catastrophizing, capture where the set a goal for yourself, a mental picture, a mental goal. Then you want to be very kind to yourself. Nobody can accomplish everything all at once. In your marriage, how could you make the very next step towards rebuilding the trust, rebuilding the relationship? Just a small little step. This is the skill called next action. If I'm packing for a trip, I ask myself, well, what's the next action I need to take? Well, you know, I need to get my socks. So I get my socks. That's a doable task rather than I need to pack everything all at once. So you break it down into bite-sized pieces. What is the next piece? What's the next action you could take with your wife that would bring you more towards the ideal?
Well, succeeding at conquering those little, taking the information of facts from the bite sizes and just kind of work on them.
Okay.
Have it go away.
Which ones? The financial problems? Is that her biggest complaint? Is it that she doesn't feel close with you anymore? She doesn't. What's going on?
She does not. She feels. She literally hates me.
She hates you.
Can't stand to look at me and.
Oh man!
Know, try to find get out. I can't, you know, get a house. Hey, we can't afford selling a house. Number one, we have.
So you're
right
trapped
now.
Together
two,
financially. It sounds like you're trapped financially because you can't afford any major move. You can't afford a divorce at this point.
I can't even do that. I'm like a deer looking into the headlights. I'm just kind of like, whoa! I just need to. A recording, a loop recording that just keeps repeating itself when she's telling me about who I am.
That's really hard then. I think sometimes in those cases to separate would be better, but if you don't have the finances to do that, to try to keep your thinking about your future, that ideal I talked about, independent from her. There are a few books that I would like to recommend. You can go to my website, drkenner.com. One is How to Get Control of Your Time and Your Life. It's a very skinny, easy read.
How to get through what now?
How to Get Control of Your Time and Your Life by Alan Lakin, L-A-K-E-I-N. You can go to my website. You can also get the book The Feeling Good Handbook by David Burns. And he has a whole section on procrastination, why people procrastinate, that you don't wait till you're in a good mood, for example, to get going. You just start, one of the skills is to get going anyway, that you don't shoot yourself to death. Yeah, I should be doing this, I should be doing that. Instead, you figure out a good plan for yourself. You do make a plan. You figure out if part of your procrastination has to do with communication with your wife. Maybe you're procrastinating because you're so angry with her. And he will give you some good information in that book. Again, that's the book, The Feeling Good Handbook by Dr. David Burns. And thank you so much for your call. Hope that helps,
Scott. I appreciate your time.
Okay.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
I might be the only person on the face of the earth that knows you're the greatest woman on earth. And how you say what you mean, and how you almost always mean something that's all about being straight and good. And I think most people miss that about you. And the fact that I get it makes me feel good about me.
And I think that is just lovely. That is Jack Nicholson from As Good As It Gets. And just that ability in a very close relationship for somebody to take the time to recognize what they love in you, to put it into words, to share it with you, and to recognize that the reason they're capable of recognizing it is that they value it and they have it in themselves. And that doesn't mean thugs can't recognize it, but the reason they value it so highly is that they share that same character trait, that honesty, that integrity.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad. Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, The Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Drs. Kenner and Locke.
Here are a few assertiveness tips that may help you express yourself more effectively. 1. Limit your complaint to the most pressing issue. Deal with one issue at a time, using examples as needed, and make it the most important one. Overwhelming your partner with a litany of complaints will shut down the conversation abruptly. No one can manage even 3 issues at once. 2. Do not be afraid to express strong emotion, provided this is not done with malice or with you language, you always, you never, but with frankness. For example, I'm furious now. I'll be back in 30 minutes to talk about what happened. Your partner needs to know the intensity with which some conflict is affecting you.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.